It's time once again for Webcomic Action News with news anchor Hitch N. McGetalong.
I'm Hitch N. McGetalong, and now for today's top stories.
Our top story today: the month of July saw the taking effect of a law which required broadcasters to pay increased royalties to artists, including retroactive payments through early 2006. The new law has many broadcasters irate, as it has put many honest, hard-working, self-respecting small webcasters out of business. Ottertunes, naturally, is unaffected. In the comic strip Tally Ho, a fox lost his home when the junk tires he were living in were tidied up. After having the tire swing he was staying in cut down while he was in it by a malicious child, he started requisitioning replacement tires right off the neighborhood cars. Needing some muscle to cart them around, he attempted to enlist the Lulrus, a slightly dim walrus who usually resides at IcanHasCheeseburger.com. The walrus had formed a strong attachment to a bucket his keepers had removed. The fox presumably said that he would help get the bucket back. The fox was surprised when the walrus gathered a posse of other animals from the zoo to assist in his bucket recovery effort, rather than just bringing the fox and the walrus. In Untitled, Jay, an ex-assassin weasel, has discouraged assistance from Twappa, an ex-mad scientist kangaroo rat, when he followed her into an alternate dimension where he had been drawn into a revolutionary movement. This just handed to me. Thank you, I was getting thirsty. Fnir Ant Bear, star of Pandora's flagship comic Room for One More, recently made her public debut in the area of dance. Two videos of Fnir can be seen on YouTube. Response to the videos is said to be distinctly underwhelming. With zero comments, Fnir is said to have locked herself in her bedroom and is crying her eyes out.
I am not.
Listeners are asked to view Fnir's dance sequences on YouTube and provide feedback as quickly as possible. In the extremely popular webcomic Kevin and Kel, Lindisfarne's arranged marriage was cut short when the groom managed to get her out of the contract before any wedding could occur by eloping with his girlfriend from Ninth Life, who turned out to be Lindisfarne's roommate, Rhonda the Tigress. This is good news for Lindisfarne and her boyfriend, Fenton the Bat. He is her boyfriend, right? Okay. Speculation exists that Rhonda may not be so quick to allow the porcupine out of the marriage. Dateline, Homonymia, a.k.a. the Land of Horrible Puns. The magic-wielding mushroom from Castle Horsetooth, known only as the Wizard, was forced to undergo emergency surgery. Sources report that when the Wizard, while traveling across the sea with companions in a beautiful pea-green boat, crossed the international year line, he passed his expiration date and began to wilt. The Wizard was taken to the land where the bong tree grows and operated on by Dr. Piggywig. Dr. Piggywig has placed a new expiration date on the bottom of the mushroom stalk, and the Wizard is now feeling much better. In related news, court smart person Aldershot the Owl was married to his true love, Catherine Puss, using a ring from the end of Dr. Piggywig's nose. The ring was purchased for one honeyed shilling. Says Dr. Piggywig, "I'm a sucker for honeyed shillings." In the slightly bizarre webcomic Peter and Company, a drive-through fast food microphone / speaker pillar was vandalized by Krogar the Orcish Barbarian Temp. When Korgar was informed that the restaurant in question both did not serve charred elkhooves and that the happy trays were not actually made from the happiness of others, he left a beruned axe stuck into the speaker and drove off. Here to shed some light on the situation is the author of Peter and Company.
Wait, Hitch, hold up.
What is it?
We couldn't get the guy.
But we were supposed to have him this episode. The show's gonna run short.
It's okay. Mujibur's gonna do it. He's gonna pretend to be the author.
You're kidding, right?
Me, author, Peter Company.
Okay. So, Mr. Author of Peter and Company, what can you tell us about the character of, Korgar?
Korgar is a character that has been circulated amongst my friends for several years now. The story of his creation is a bit of an odd one, and I'll save it for another time. But long story short, he's a huge beast of a half-blood demon orc who speaks a third person and has had many odd jobs in the past, including grocery store owner, pop singer, and now, starting in this comic, Peter's math teacher.
Before we proceed, I just have one question. Is it illegal to impersonate a cartoonist? Nobody knows? Okay, never mind. At Foxtails, helpful raccoons are attempting to rescue Randy the Fox. Upon discovering him knocked out on painkillers, after scorching his paws on a hot car hood that his leash was too short to leave. He is also cross-dressed as the script called for a vixen. His parrot agent was able to secure full payment for the shoot, and it is not known how Randy came to be out of the cage he was being shipped in. Excuse me, gave the wrong location. That's faux pas, not fox tails. At Orbiter Comics, the webcomic A Rude Awakening updated. This in itself is big news. In A Rude Awakening, Lovey, the extraterrestrial marsupial, was nearly run over by a truck. As yet, there are no reports of damage to the truck. Wombat, digger of unnecessarily complex tunnels, was officially inducted into the local hyena tribe via adoption by Boneclaw Mother. This was the first step towards her saving a hyena who died defending her from having died an ignominious death. Unfortunately, the second step was to eat a piece of the heroic hyena's liver. With massive fortitude and great amounts of mead, Digger was able to keep from dishonoring the dead hyena by yakking. The drunken night that followed did much to improve the wombat's standing with the tribe as a whole. She attempted to teach them a song about a milkmaid and a thrust fault, which some of the hyenas took a positive view on because they assumed it was dirty. Egg-shaped web cartoon superstars Weeble and Bob were released from prison today after serving their sentence for impersonating Paris Hilton. Specifically, for driving around like drunken lunatics while Weeble shot heroin into his face. Concerning the incident, Weeble was reported as saying, The two arrived home to find that the ostriches, which Weeble had left in a full bathtub wearing leaden hats, had somehow mysteriously drowned. Rumors are now circulating that a song which Weeble wrote to explain the ostrich incident accidentally resulted in the release of Nyarlathotep into the webcomic Bruno the Bandit. And that's all the news that's fit to stomach. I'm Hitch N. McGitalong. Good night.
So, how did I do? Was I convincing?
I'm sure you were a dead ringer. Here, have a cheeseburger.
Cheeseburger!
This has been Webcomic News with Anchorman Hitch N. McGitalong.
Fuzzy Butt.
What?
The show's over. Do the deep things.
Oh!